our good friend. He's the host of the Giants post-game show on the weekend, and that is Sinker, Slider, Bone Chip, and that is Bill Lasky. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you doing? A great game yesterday, and they took the first series of the year, so I was very impressed in how the offense is hitting. Of course, when you get 7-plus runs in the last four consecutive games, you got a little win streak going, and I'm looking for them to sweep the Rangers today.
Yeah, why not? You know, there's a lefty, Colby Allard, on the hill. And first of all, Bill, how was the show last night?
Very good. I think some of the concerns are the DH. I heard a couple of those last night. Of course, anybody in the DH roles, they're hitting under 100. We're going to see Ruff in there today. I think that's about the only thing that really was a negative, listening to viewers or listeners, and the same thing on Twitter. Just a couple of people hit me up with some ideas. And I just think that's what's great about doing a post game. I hear a lot of different views from fans and some of their concerns. And, of course, a lot of them were extremely happy getting over 500.
Yeah, look, at 5-4, they've got a chance to go 4-2 in the homestand. And a lefty today, they have that right-handed lineup very quickly. It's Slater, Flores, Yastrzemski, Pence, Longoria, Solano, Ruff, Tromp, and Crawford backing up Samardzija today. How about that lineup?
Yeah, I like that lineup because I heard you and Ron talking about this lefty, and he's a young kid. And how do you rattle a young kid, get after him first? And I think that first inning's really going to mean a lot if you can get Samardzija through with a zero and get this offense right back up there rolling. And of course, yesterday falling down 2-0 in Longoria with a great double, two-out double to tie the game. And I thought that was a real strong turning point early in that game.
I don't know the news on Smiley. Index finger, maybe ligament, who knows what. They sent him for an MRI. But, look, you're a pitcher. You've got to get the hand perfectly working to control the baseball. And he tried to throw a couple, and obviously there was something going on.
Yeah, at first I thought it was a cramp because sometimes your hands cramp up, you know. Those are just basic things. But and then I kind of felt maybe he's got a blister because usually at the tip of your fingers it gets really hot. And that was one thing I saw the trainer look at in his finger. But it just didn't think, watching him, he couldn't get a good grip of the ball, and they removed him. And Sean Anderson, you know, coming out of the bullpen, not even knowing he's pitching, he gets 20 pitches. I thought he did really well. He got the double play ball. He walked a couple at the end. But I loved your talking about Berargar, about Gallo yesterday. I thought that was a great pitching matchup. He threw one slider after going 0-2, and then he locked him up with that fastball in. And really, Gallo's about the only guy in that lineup that I'm fearful of that's going to do any damage. So I thought that was a real turning point. And I really believe, Marty, you hit it right on the head. I thought that was one of the big points in that bullpen yesterday.
Yeah, you know, the save can come at any time, and Anderson got in trouble, and you're right. Bill, how hard is it to I don't know if you've ever done it in your life. All of a sudden, they you know, there's an injury, and they say, Lasky, you're in. Has that ever happened with you?
Yeah, later in my career, I was in a bullpen, and I was middleman, long man, and that's what happens when you have an injury, and all of a sudden, the clock ticks, and the heart starts beating fast, and the hands start perspiring, and you know, you're in the ball game, and of course, you're standing out there warming up, and everybody's standing around watching you warm up, and I think that's the hardest thing. And again, and the opposition is watching you in their dugout because they're seeing what pitches you're throwing. So it is difficult, but Sean Anderson, I thought, threw the ball well yesterday, even though he walked a couple guys. It's a difficult position for any pitcher to come into in that scenario. And again, Marty, this bullpen the last couple of days has just been throwing zeros on the board. Yesterday, Selman giving up the home run in the ninth, and he punches the side out. So that is a positive on all these lefties and righties. And I'm for you. What's going to happen Thursday? What are they going to do in cutting a couple players off this roster? Is it going to be a pitcher? Is it going to be a utility player? We're going to find out. But I'm just glad they get to go through Colorado with a pitching staff of the numbers they have.
Plus, you know, they use everybody. It's not like they're just, you know, keeping people around. They're using everybody. This is not going to be a simple cut.
No, I don't believe so either. And I tell you what, Rico Garcia just has kept my eyes bigger and bigger every time I watch him pitch. 98 miles an hour with a little changeup, 5 appearances with no runs. And of course, he was with Colorado last year as a starter, and they brought him over as a reliever. And I think he's fit that bill extremely well for them. The bullpen, I just love watching them come in. They're all putting, you know, one innings. They're really being aggressive to the opposing hitters. Last night in the post game, Kapler said he loves the aggressiveness of his pitchers, and he loves his hitters taking a lot of pitches. Now, of course, when you walk 11 guys like the Rangers did yesterday, one intentionally, five of them scored, you got to like that scenario. And a couple of them, a couple of innings, they started off innings with walks. So those are the things they have to keep capitalizing on.
Yeah, and those are easy takes, too. I mean, Texas, it was like a little league game, fantasy league game or whatever. But, you know, they were just walking people all over the place, and it did make them pay for it. Hey, Billy Hamilton traded to the New York Mets for a young man, Jordan Humphreys, 24 years old. We never really got to see Billy Hamilton.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at that. We never knew why he didn't really make spring training, too. You caught him toward the end there. And he's been in Sacramento. We don't know if there was an injury or we don't know what a medical or whatever. But the Mets are struggling a little bit. And to get some speed, I think that's one of the things they're looking at, a couple minor injuries. And you know what? The Giants picked up another good arm. So Humphreys is pretty good. They DFA'd him, but that was a good pickup. Get another arm down in Sacramento as a starter, long man, and see what he has. So, you know, hey, we have to continue to keep building this roster, and there's no doubt they're watching any pitchers that could help them down the road in the 60-game season.
Yeah, for people just joining us, Billy Hamilton traded to the Mets for Jordan Humphreys, 24 years old, right-hander, 30 walks, 177 strikeouts in the minors, 13-7, 2017 Tommy John surgery, 18th round pick in 2015 by the Mets, but whip of 1.02 in the minor leagues, and when you're computer-oriented, the bells go off on certain numbers, and the strikeout-to-walk ratio is one of them.
It sure is. It lights you up, though, and that's what analytics does. And those numbers right there, you can't lie about. So he does throws hard. There's no doubt about it. And you know what? They pick him up, and Billy Hamilton was going to do something with this club when in the first spring training. He was having a good spring training. Of course, the second one, we didn't see him. So, you know, the outfield has been playing very well. When you look at Yastrzemski in center field, Duggar's up, Slater's in. Hunter Pence is in left field today. So, you know, the rotating guys in the outfield, I think there's an abundance of outfielders, and they probably felt this was a good way to pick up another arm, and really didn't hurt him at all.
Yeah, we're going to spotlight a little bit later on in the pregame, a little bit about Thurman Munson 41 years ago, the private plane crash short of the runway, and the Yankee captain. You get to know Munson at all? Any thoughts on Munson?
Well, you know, I got to learn a lot about him. I went to Kent State University for 1 year, and that's where he was. And he was in the Hall of Fame at Kent State. Got to read a lot about him and his magnitude on the field and what he brought to the Yankees. Of course, he was the captain of that team. And I saw a lot of pictures of him and Reggie Jackson and some of the other players that he was around. But he was that guy that came into a locker room and just took the whole room over. He was that type of personality. And of course, the way he threw to second base, he kind of winged it, and then the ball kind of tailed back to second base. But he was an aggressive catcher. It was sad. You know, he wanted to come home all the time from New York, and he you know, a little prop plane, and he learned how to fly it, and of course, the crash killed him. And sad news all around the game of baseball. I remember that vividly, and just a great guy, great a player and teammate. And one of the good Yankees that came out of that era of baseball.
Yeah, good insight. And he was the straw that stirred the drink. I don't care what Reggie says.
That's what they were saying about Solano last night. But funny. I tell you what, Marty, it's fun watching this team. I love when they score runs. We haven't seen them score this many runs in years. And it's nice to see. And you know, I'm looking for some margin just to relax today. Get out there and get some zeros and get a little rhythm going. Last game against the Padres, he left a couple balls right over the plate, and you just can't do that. And with this Ranger team, and you've highlighted it the last couple days, you know, the last couple hours today and yesterday, they're just not hitting a ball. A lot of injuries on that team, Santana and Calhoun. So why not put three wins in the column here before you go on a hard road trip?
Yeah, you got to be careful. You can run on Samardzija, 14-4 last year, and the Rangers ran last night. So that'll be part of the game today. But you got to keep the ball in the park. That's the big issue.
No doubt about it. And yesterday, you know, watching the aggressiveness of these hitters, I thought Solano had two key hits. And of course, you know, when guys are walking, keep them on the bag. I mean, they scored a run on four walks.
How about that?
Else. And you called it Little League, and that's exactly what it was.
You know, and you've coached softball and all that stuff. And I'm telling you, it was, for me, it was going back to El Cerrito Little League, watching watching the Panthers or the Bears play. You know, really? My goodness. All right. Yeah, you know, well, you see something different every day.
You do, and it's just, you know, getting over the 500 hump I thought was huge yesterday, winning the first series, and I thought they played very well in this first homestand.
Yeah.
It's just difficult with no fans up there and the ball carrying like it has been, and just exciting baseball. Now we got a day game today, first one, so we'll see if the ball jumps a little better today on both sides, because if it's jumping at nighttime, you know as well as I do, it jumps pretty live and during the day.
Yeah, Will. Hey, have a great post game today. I'm sure you got a lot of callers and a lot of questions, and it's a new era of Giants baseball, and I'm glad you could chat with the fans about it. So enjoy the day and have a great show tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate coming on, Marty. You too. Have a great day. Have a great show coming up to the 105 start. And I'll be talking to the fans tonight in a post-game show. So enjoy yourself, Marty. We'll talk later.
All right. That is Bill Lasky. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5 FM, the sports leader.